Welcome to Emerging Tech Mastery, a show that demystifies cutting-edge technology like cryptocurrency, the blockchain, metaverse, NFTs, virtual reality, the maker movement, artificial intelligence, machine learning, cloud, edge, and even fog computing. Strap in as we ride into the fourth industrial revolution. Emerging Tech Mastery provides actionable knowledge, regardless of skill level, from experts in the trenches. We piece together this intel in easy-to-consume media formats, processes, and procedures. See you in the future.
With Emerging Tech Mastery, and on this episode I'm pretty stoked about it because I'm going to talk about a niche within a niche, specifically ag tech or agricultural technology. And the title of this episode is 9 Epic Ways That Ag Tech Is Saving the World. Let's start with number one. It enables environmentally friendly supply chains of value. If you look at things like Bitcoin and the blockchain, there have already been significant movements towards leveraging alternative energy and excess energy production to mine things like Bitcoin. Now, there's been a big criticism there because of the power required to run these mining facilities, but it's important to realize that due to the economic value derived from creating, minting, mining is what the industry calls it, there's now a huge economic incentive to reduce those costs of mining Bitcoin. So you also have the interest in renewable energy, and it's not just because everyone in Bitcoin are a bunch of hippies. It's because there's a bunch of economic forces at play that encourage, frankly, eco-friendly and lower cost energy consumption options. Now, on the supply chain side, you have things like seed to sale, which ensures authenticity for sourcing products, like making sure the seeds really come from the creator and grower. And then you also have things like batteries, which at certain levels of scale are extremely expensive to create, and suppliers and creators of said batteries are now taking a greater interest in managing the life cycle. So rather than sell the battery, okay, we're done, now they have to keep track of them. And that is another thing that is using blockchain technology as well as the seed to sale. So you have these new chains of value with the mining of crypto, with managing the supply chain itself using blockchain. And then there's just a generally new way to operate, which is lower efficiency. And ultimately, by reducing improper disposal of things like batteries, reducing energy use for the said chains, you end up in a really good place. Okay, number two, electricity is revolutionizing renewable power and fuel use. Now, we have the electric vehicle revolution upon us, but guess what? This does not just mean electric cars and trucks. There are now electric tools for both light and heavy farm activities like chainsaws, grass cutting, and even earth-moving backhoes. This ultimately reduces fossil fuels and negative externalities from pollution from consuming these sources. In addition, it really enables off-grid in a whole new way. Like, say you had solar panels, you would be able to power potentially heavy-duty power tools with electricity, which is a total departure from tools being only reliant on things like diesel or gasoline. Okay, number three, free and open source software democratize code. Now, you might be wondering, well, how is that exactly ag tech? But the ability to take things like farm management applications and other tools of the trade, we'll call them, which operate more on a software level, can be shared with anyone internationally for free. This, of course, refers to open source code and specifically free if no one is paying for it. But this really allows information to flow in a whole new way. Say there's some startup or corporation that does tons of research and spends a lot of money and labor hours to create said research, and then they decide to publish that code openly, which is very common and is frankly a culture of software, since most of software to begin with has been built on free tools at some point or one point or another. So FOSS is also called free and open source, is frankly a really powerful and often overlooked angle to bring high level, previously expensive and unable to attain information. Okay, number four, the maker movement facilitates high value yet low cost technology. You have things like single board computers, sensors, or even 3D printers. And things like sensors allow us to gather information from the environment. But then things like 3D printers allow you to create things locally. And what I mean by that is literally on site. This removes the need for expensive and polluting shipping and logistics, which previously were the only way to get certain components or other important and often obscure electronics, mechanical items, or just things like little plastic fittings or a knob. There's a whole range of very simple solid objects all the way to complex electronics, which can now be made on site. And if you're heavily off-grid, remote, far away from things, or perhaps you just don't want to expend the shipping for an order, well, you can now make those things right where you are. Number five. The Internet of Things allows unprecedented remote land management. It's a wonder that land has been managed without technology for so long, considering how far, wide, and vast it stretches, not to mention extremely labor-intensive to manage. Now, with things like sensors and other tools of the trade, there is a whole new level of management of large land masses that can take place, which previously may have been impossible to do due to the labor costs. So frankly, there's a whole new level of ability to manage land that we could not before. And if we were managing it before, it was likely with very analog and restrictive approaches that could only be done to a certain scale. For example, if you're going and physically checking rainwater levels or soil moisture by hand, just imagine how much time that would take to cover. So this is allowing operators, landowners, land managers, farm professionals to manage the land in a whole different way. Okay, number six, and this goes along with number five, strong internet and bandwidth enables never before seen connectivity. So when we say Internet of Things, what we actually mean are devices connected to each other, talking to each other. Here's a sensor that's on a piece of land, uploading data to the cloud. And before, there was not the internet and bandwidth, or frankly, it was not inexpensive enough. Now, everyone has fast internet on their phones, but say we zoom back as early as the 90s, it was not that way. So the emergence of cloud computing, which enables ubiquitous instant connectivity from anywhere, is a strong core base in the hands of users, and it allows new levels of management, growth, and efficiency. This is because now the way we went from checking your email on the computer to now checking your email on the phone. Well, instead of now checking your email, you could be managing a huge piece of land or many pieces of land or many little operations and grow rooms and frankly, dozens of other examples of that, right? Okay, number seven, dangerous and labor-intensive processes are now made easy. There are a lot of new products, like there's Uisas tabletop essential oils making machine, which makes a very complex process of making essential oils, which previously would require a distiller, and they're often made of glass so they can break. And then, of course, you're running, you know, steam through them if you're doing steam distillation, which can also be a hazard to the user if you don't know what you're doing. Well, things like that tabletop essential oils maker are making the complex as easy as using a coffee maker or other appliance we're used to using. Now, as this trend continues, there will be more and more creations that make difficult things easy. This means more people can do it and more markets can be built and entered by new participants. Imagine if the average gardener could make essential oils like with a coffee maker. It's going to create a whole new level of growth and frankly products for the market. So this is a very exciting concept because it reduces the danger and the labor required, which is always a good thing when it comes to not just making things more possible, but now we're talking commercially viable for small players. Okay, number 8, turnkey growing technology simplifies growing from home and commercially. So you have products like Smallhold, which allow home and commercial mushroom growing. You have products like Agrolution, which facilitates home vegetable gardens in an almost countertop method. And then you have 1.1 Indoor Vertical Gardens, who have created turnkey systems that act almost as appliances for automating growing food. And this is, frankly, such a powerful system and model that can be adopted by untrained laypeople. So you could have regular people who don't have all these skills and expertise of all these wonderful people who have been doing this hard work for a long time, whether it's farming and land management, is now allowing anyone to enter this. So back to the appliance comment, anyone can do it. Okay, number 9. Innovative hardware and robotics improve farming efficiency and reduce chemical use. So you have companies like Carbon Robotics that use AI, heat, and lasers to remove weeds from fields. Then you have companies like EarthSense and Agrobot who have created automated harvesting robots that are able to go into fields and harvest. Then you have companies like PostHarvest who have not only software, but hardware that allows farmers and farm operations to manage their setup better and easier and more efficiently. Okay, so that's the 9, but I wanted to close out with just a couple quick comments. Again, this is just a starting list. And again, not everything is without problems. They're definitely not silver bullets that solve every little piece of this thing. However, these are enabling technologies that I've just arbitrarily coined as ag tech. Now, some things may be more ag tech than others, but the bottom line is all tech can be ag tech. Plot twist, all technology can be ag tech if it is used in a certain way. So again, I didn't mean to trick you here, but I think it's important to realize that all of this technology that we've been discussing to date since we started the show here can be considered agricultural technology. And you know what? I am very excited about this niche and this theme and prompt to discuss using technology under. So this will not be the last you see of ag tech. There's also, you know, environmental tech and, you know, many other monikers that I will be exploring. So you can expect to see a lot more of this niche, if you will, niche within a niche. So I'm stoked and I hope you are too. Let me know if you know of any other companies, examples of technology stacks that are really powerful and used to help this process happen. And I will likely need to do another show on this for stuff I missed. So happy to take any suggestions, ideas, and things I missed, as well as pros, cons, critiques, problems that still need to be solved. Because again, there's just more opportunities for people to come in with their innovation and make things happen. I appreciate you listening. And I will see you in the future.